I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Drugs top our news agenda today. Ahead, we'll find out why America is number one in the use of cocaine and marijuana, and why the Netherlands is coming down hard on tobacco. But first, we go to Afghanistan. June was the deadliest month there for international forces since 2001, and the worst fighting took place in parts of the country where opium is a major crop. Most Afghan opium ends up in Europe, refined into heroin. But the World's Quill Lawrence reports that enough stays in Afghanistan to make addiction a fast-growing problem there.
In the western part of Kabul, the old Soviet cultural center is now a derelict building. Fragments of old socialist murals inside the foyer depict the workers' triumph over oppression. There's no feeling of triumph here anymore. It's now filled with hundreds of squatters, most of them addicts, sleeping in the hallways and shooting up in the basement. Getting hard drugs here is easier than getting bread or water, says one addict, and there are more dealers in the city than I have hairs in my head. Afghanistan exports 90% of the world's opium, but at least a bit apparently stays in the country.
There's never been a producing country that wasn't also a consuming country.
Bill Wood is U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. He says not much heroin from here actually reaches America. Less than a tenth of heroin in the U.S. comes from Afghanistan's opium. The primary U.S. concern is the way drug money is corrupting Afghanistan's institutions and fueling the insurgency. But the population is also vulnerable to the dangers of drug abuse, says Wood.
Every indication is that addiction inside the country is growing. This is a huge problem because even though there is greater access to basic health care in Afghanistan than there ever has been before, there are really no facilities to assist drug addicts. They essentially become lost souls.
2 years ago, Afghanistan counted over a million drug abusers in the country, and that number might have mushroomed, says Dr. Abdullah Wardak. He's head of drug demand reduction at the Afghan Health Ministry.
With the other countries, drug users, they're using for the pleasures. But here in Afghanistan, they're using the drugs from the jobless, mean from the migration, mean from the insecurity in the community or in the village, in the provinces, and easy availability of drugs and cheap availability of drugs in Afghanistan.
$2 a day will feed a habit, and Wardak says that Afghans get addicted because they can't get medicine, because they have no jobs, and often because they're working in the opium fields themselves. After a day's work, a crying baby or an aching back is easily treated with pure opium. That's what happened to Shafika, a young mother from Parwan province. To keep working long hours in the fields, she started smoking opium. Before long, she and her five children were all addicted. She started selling food and household goods to feed her habit. While she was smoking three times a day, Shafika gave birth to a fatally deformed baby. Another child drifted off into a drug-induced nap and never woke up. But now, Shafika is clean. Shafika's local mosque directed her to Sangha Amaj, a women's rehab center in Kabul. It's one of very few in the country. It's small, only 20 beds. Most women stay about a month. The clinic helps them get through the agony of withdrawal and then occupies them with sewing classes and group therapy. Shafika now has a job here as a janitor, and she's happy to encourage other patients with tales of her own recovery. But only 41 clinics operate across the country for men and women, leaving Shafika as one of the lucky few among Afghanistan's million addicts. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence in Kabul.